I was out camping in a familiar part of the forest near my city. My city is small and honestly has not much to do, so camping is the one thing I found that I really enjoy doing. I'm not a big fan on hiking, though. I prefer the more relaxing aspects of camping, like sitting by a fire and having no responsibilities. The trail I went on was one I'd been to plenty of times. It was only a 30-ish minute walk from the parking area, and the campsite was right by a lake. Having only my small city near the forest, there's only so many people that could possibly be camping at the same time and place as I was. But this time when I got there, a man had a tent already set up. I could see him down by the lake, walking in the sand. He looked like he was in his 40s. He had some generic swimming shorts on and a stained white t-shirt. I walked a little further from where his tent was, then set up mine. I then collected some large stones from nearby and placed them in a ring, prepping for the campfire I was going to have later. As I did, I noticed the man looking at me. Not just like a glance, though. He was standing down by the lake with his body turned completely toward me and was watching me. I tried to ignore it, but every time I looked back, he was in that same spot and still staring at me. It got really creepy, so I ended up waving at him to see if he was maybe wanting to say hi or something. But after I waved, he turned around and continued walking along the lake. Whatever that was, I didn't like it. It gave me an uncomfortable feeling about that guy, so I tried to keep an eye on him. For a while, nothing else really happened. But after 20 minutes, he walked away from the lake and into the forest behind his tent. I thought there might have been a trail back there, or he could have just been walking around, but whatever the case, I was just glad he was gone for now. I put my chair down by the lake and relaxed. I was down there for an hour or so before picking my chair back up and moving it back to my tent. The sun was setting, so I lit up my campfire. As I sat there and looked around at the forest, I suddenly spotted something. Far out, there was a shape next to one of the trees. I squinted, trying to get a clearer view. All I could make out was what looked like a white shirt. It was that guy again, and he was just standing far behind my campsite and staring in my direction. Now this was getting really creepy. How long was he watching me for? I moved my chair to the other side of the campfire so that I was now facing him, just so I didn't lose sight of him. He stayed there for a good 30 or 40 minutes, watching me from far out in the forest, before it started to get dark out. The shadows everywhere started making it hard to see him anymore, and after a while, I couldn't even make out his shape. I could only look in the general direction he was in. Yet with my campfire lighting up my sight, I knew he could still see me. Knowing he was still out there staring at me, yet not being able to see anything, I started getting really anxious. I mean, what the hell was this guy doing? He had a tent here, like he was camping, but in the hours that I'd been here, I never once saw him go to it. With everything getting to my head, I debated packing up and leaving, but at this point, I was worried the guy would follow me out. So, I sat there and tended the fire, making sure it didn't go out, and I just waited. Several long, tiring hours passed, and I didn't see anything. He never came back to his tent, or came close enough for me to see him. When the sun started coming up, I looked all around and saw no signs of him. I packed up my gear and booked it back to my car. It's hard to know that guy's intentions. If I hadn't stayed awake and been cautious of him from the start, who knows where I'd be right now.
Before the next story, I'd like to take a minute to talk about today's sponsor, Aura. Back in 2020, I accidentally clicked on a link from a spam email, which led to my YouTube channel being hacked. This was devastating because my YouTube channel is my livelihood. I was deeply disappointed in myself for not being more careful with something so important to me. I know one of the reasons I get so many of these spam emails, texts, and calls is because big companies can't keep our data safe. Recently, AT&T revealed that nearly all their customers' call and text records had been exposed in a massive data breach. And it hasn't even been a few months since they admitted over 70 million of their users' social security numbers ended up on the dark web. The stolen logs also contain a record of every number AT&T customers called or texted. So even if you don't use AT&T, if someone who texted you did, then your number has been exposed. So what can you do to protect yourself? I use Aura, the sponsor of today's video. Aura will alert me if they find my phone number or if any other sensitive information has been compromised. And they give me fast fraud alerts if anyone tries to use that data to access my credit or bank accounts. Aura does so much more to keep me and my family safe, too. I also get things like transaction monitoring, a VPN, antivirus, a password manager, parental controls, and identity theft insurance. I get all this in one app at one affordable price. I can also get their AI-powered call assistant that will pick up unknown calls on my behalf to screen them for spam or scams. The AI forwards legitimate calls to me, so I don't miss appointments, deliveries, and emergencies. And Aura protects me from harmful text messages by filtering out known spam numbers and scanning links in the message for phishing threats. When my channel got hacked, I spent many sleepless nights wondering if I'd ever get my dream job back. I'm not leaving myself or my career vulnerable to data breaches anymore. And if you don't want to either, you can go to aura.com/mjvanimations and try your first 2 weeks for free. I've left a link in the description.
I go camping with my dad every summer. He's done it his whole life, and recently I've gotten into it as well. I'm 16, and last year my dad and I went out on our seasonal camping trip. We found the spot online together while looking for a new camping area to try out for the summer. There's no pictures of the area, but the map was easy to follow. And the description of the trail was that it was easy and uncrowded. We set out on Friday morning, parking on the side of the road and beginning down the trail. After the first quarter mile, it was clear that the description wasn't very accurate. It was pretty steep in some parts, and a lot of the trail was muddy or overgrown, which made it actually really hard. Already being there, though, we just pushed through and eventually got to the campsite. It looked no different than the woods on the trail that we had been walking on for the past 2 hours. There were trees everywhere and just a plot of overgrown grass to set our stuff up on. No cool views or anything. We pitched our tents and made lunch. My dad was a bit of a talker, so the rest of the day we were just in conversation. Once the sun was starting to set, we walked around the trees near the campsite and collected some dry sticks to make a fire with. In the middle of us talking, though, we were interrupted by a loud voice behind us. We both stopped talking and spun around. The woods were suddenly quiet again, and we didn't see anyone there. It sounded not too far away, though, like maybe a mile out. Neither of us said anything for 30 seconds, just staring at the trees and trying to spot any movement. Then it came again. Someone, a man's voice, yelling. It sent chills through me. There was a pain and harshness to the scream, like they were in trouble. I looked up at my dad, who looked really conflicted and worried. He turned me around and led me back to the campsite, quickly starting the fire. The screams kept coming though, and eventually I asked my dad if we should help them. I could tell my dad was thinking of every option. He faced me and told me to stay by the fire and wait. His face was serious, and he said he was going to run a little ways toward the voice and just see what he could see, and that if I saw anyone, to not let them near me. I agreed and watched him run toward the man's voice. After a minute, he was out of sight. Honestly, I wasn't sure what I would have done if I were in my dad's shoes. Leaving someone in need of serious help would make me feel horrible. But we were also in the middle of the woods, so if something happens, well, I don't know. After 10 minutes, I started to get a little worried. The sun felt like it was dropping fast, and there was still no sign of my dad. But then, suddenly, the screaming stopped. The whole forest was now quiet again. I wondered if my dad had found him and was helping him, or if something else happened. Still, after another 10 minutes, my dad was nowhere in sight. With the blanket of darkness starting to cover the forest, I grew more and more nervous. I stood up and walked a little bit away from the campsite and toward where my dad had gone. There were still no signs of him, so I walked a little more. And then, finally, I heard footsteps from up ahead. I still couldn't see anything, but as the sound of his steps started getting closer and closer, an eerie, almost disturbing feeling came over me. Then, just before I thought they would come into my sight, a voice to my left called my name. It was my dad running toward me and yelling at me to go back. There was urgency and worry in his voice, so I hurried to the campsite and my dad followed behind me. He quickly packed the essentials into his backpack. The look on my dad's face is something I still remember vividly. It was complete fear and distraught. We left the tents and ran for the first mile, then fast walked back to our car. On the drive home, I asked him what he saw out there, who the man was, and why he was screaming. My dad said nothing. Even to this day, he never brings it up or says anything of what he saw. Every time I so much as mention that day, his entire demeanor changes and his face falls flat. So I just stopped asking. All I can think about now is those footsteps that I heard walking toward me, and what would have happened if my dad hadn't shown up in time. I was with my two college friends doing a weekend camping trip in the woods near us. I'll use different names for their privacy, so I'll call them Ryan and Jamie. Ryan and I aren't experienced in outdoor activities, so it was Jamie leading us through it all. He had a small spot by the river that he led us to. It was a couple miles through the woods, but there was a huge field just on the edge of the river that we would set up camp at. When we got there, nobody else was there. We set everything up right in the middle of the field, between the woods and the river, then brought out the beers and sat around a campfire. A little while after getting there, I happened to see some people out by the tree line. They looked like hunters, having dirty clothes and backpacks, like they were blending into the woods, but I didn't see any rifles. They were pretty far though, so maybe I just couldn't see them. I pointed them out to my friends, but Jamie had a puzzled look. He said hunting in these woods was illegal, and it wasn't even hunting season anyway. He seemed really concerned that they were out here. Ryan joked that he was taking it too seriously, and we went back to our random conversations. A few more hours later, we agreed to call it a night. The sun had been down for a while at this point, and the hike had really worn us out. We all went into our tents, but not being used to it, I found it really hard to fall asleep. Something about being out in the open, in a tiny tent, and laying on a thin blow-up mattress just had me feeling off. I must have laid there for a whole 2 hours, and at that point, I was just hoping I could at least get a few hours of sleep. But then something instantly made me wide awake. Footsteps coming toward our tents. At first, I thought it had to be Ryan or Jamie, probably coming back from using the bathroom, but I swear I would have heard them unzipping their tent and walking out. Only a few seconds later, though, I realized there were more than just one set of footsteps. There were two or three, maybe even more, all walking in a line. I looked at the thin wall of my tent, thinking I should be able to see their lights coming toward us, but there weren't any lights at all. Surely whoever was out there had to have seen our tents set up in the middle of an open field, and nobody in their right mind would just walk past us like this. I didn't know what to do, though. I just pretended to be asleep, quietly listening to them getting closer. The line of people came probably just a few feet from us, walking right past our tents. As soon as they were far enough away, I quietly unzipped my tent and looked out. Just when I did, Ryan unzipped his tent too. We both looked at each other with alarmed faces, then looked out at the group. They were barely visible, but definitely still walking away. I slipped out of my tent and opened Jamie's, waking him up. Both of us explained what happened, and surprisingly, he seemed even more horrified than either of us, likely because he'd been camping plenty of times and knew how odd this was. We started packing up our stuff, feeling way too uneasy to stay the rest of the night. While packing, Jamie suddenly told us with a shaky voice to hurry. We looked up at him, then followed his gaze. In the tree line, the group of what now looks like 5 or 6 people were standing and looking over at us. My adrenaline was pumping now, and I shoved everything into my bag, and we all sprinted for the trail. We left our lights off to hopefully not be seen, so the rest of the walk, we were barely able to see anything. Luckily, we made it back, but what that group is doing out there is unknown. Based on everything, though, I don't think our encounter with them was any sort of accident.
I used to work at Subway years back. The job was exactly what you would expect, and I liked it. I remember that something really creepy happened one time, though. I still randomly think about it here and there. One time, I was working a closing shift. I think we closed at like 9 p.m. or something like that, and I had been working since sometime in the afternoon. Our Subway location was in a good spot and would get really busy during certain times. At around 5 p.m., it started to get busy, and by 6, there were lots of people in line. I remember that I was kept very busy during this time and was making sandwiches. On this night, I believe that we had 3 of us working, and then 2 of us would be there until the close. So we had 2 people making the subs and 1 person on the register at this particular moment. Still, even with this, the line was kept somewhat long for quite a while. I remember that the restaurant was overall crowded, but I looked up and I noticed this guy in line that was just staring at me. It wasn't like he was just looking at me or in my direction, but intensely staring at me. I did not recognize the guy, and I didn't look at him for very long before looking away. Then I focused back on what I was doing. Sometime later, maybe like 5 minutes, I looked up again randomly, and I noticed the guy still staring. I looked away again and was not looking forward to when it would be his turn in line. However, like 10 minutes at least went by, and I didn't have to make a sandwich for the guy. After a while, I looked around, and I noticed that he was not in line anymore. But unfortunately, he was still inside of the restaurant, and he was still staring at me. I just looked away again and went back to work. We were all so busy that I didn't have time to point him out to a coworker or anything. I barely had time to wonder why this guy was staring at me. I just knew that I didn't know who he was or why he was looking at me. Finally, a while later, things quieted down a little bit. I realized the man was still there, and I decided to take my break. So I went into the back for a while, and when I came back out to work, the man was gone. I thought that was the end of it. At that point, I only had a couple of hours of work left. Things were very quiet for the rest of the night. There were a few customers here and there, but not many. It was just me and another coworker that were there until close. At probably like 20 or 30 minutes before closing time, I remember that the guy was back, but this time, he was outside of the restaurant. There are big windows at the front of the subway, and the guy was staring right inside. When I noticed him, I got so creeped out. During this time, I was alone behind the counter, and my coworker was in the back. The man outside was just staring at me like before, and this was several hours after he had last been there. I was so creeped out by this that I went into the back to get my coworker. When we both came out, the man was gone. We closed up a short time later without getting any more customers. Then when we left, I looked around the parking lot for the guy in case he was staring at me someplace else, but he wasn't. I didn't notice him, and we left after that. I was a part-time employee, so I did not work every day, and I remember I don't think I worked for the next few days after that. When I returned to work, I did not see the guy again. I still don't know who he was or what he was doing. One time last year, I went to a Subway at night. I was just going to get a sub, and the Subway restaurant was only about 5 minutes from my house. It was located in a quiet strip mall that had several other businesses in it. So I went there at probably about 8 p.m. I remember that it was completely dark out because it was the springtime, and the area was also pretty quiet. Most of the other businesses in the strip mall were now closed. I walked inside of the Subway and I ordered. It didn't take very long because nobody else was there, and then I got my sandwich. I remember that when I was getting a drink from the fountain, I noticed a man passing by on the sidewalk out front, outside of the Subway. The man was somewhat tall, had shaggy-looking hair, and was wearing a t-shirt and sweatpants. So I remember that he looked in the window at me as he was passing by, but then he continued walking and went out of sight. After I got my drink and stuff, I walked out and I left the Subway. I was starting to walk to my car in the parking lot when I heard somebody approaching me. There were footsteps a little behind me and to my right. I looked over and I saw the same man. He was approaching me, and before I knew it, the man was right next to me. I stopped to see what the guy wanted. When I did, he asked me if I could give him a ride over to the gas station and pointed in the direction. The way he pointed, there was a gas station within sight, and it really wasn't that far away at all. It was kind of in the direction of where I lived too. Obviously, I didn't want to give this man a ride, though. I didn't know him or anything. So I said to the guy that I was in a hurry to get home. But as I started to walk away, the man followed. He said that it wasn't far, and he just needed to go to the gas station and was meeting a friend there. I finally said yes and told the man that I would give him a ride. I feel stupid saying that, because obviously it's not smart to give a ride to a random person you first see at night. But that's what I did. And I was just hoping that it would be a quick drive to drop the man off. I mean, it would take less than a minute to get to the gas station, and it was within sight. It was just a little bit to the left of the strip mall and almost behind it. And the gas station was open, and there looked to be several other cars there. So the man got in the passenger side of my car, and I got in the driver's seat. After getting inside, the man was nice and said thank you to me, and said that he was really cold and didn't want to walk all that way. It was pretty cold out with it being the early spring and nighttime. So I left the parking lot of the strip mall where the Subway was. Then I drove out of the parking lot onto a busier street. After we went to the left, the gas station was just to the right. But the entire drive, neither me or the man said anything. It was just awkward silence. After I turned into the gas station, I pulled into a parking space in the backside of the parking lot. It had been a quick and easy drive. When I stopped though, the man did not immediately get out of my car, so I said something like, "All right, have a good night now," but he didn't get out. He just sat there. It was really awkward for like 30 seconds, and I was getting a bad feeling about this whole situation. At this point, I was kicking myself for letting a stranger get in my car at all. So finally, I said to the man, "We're here. Isn't this where you wanted to go?" The man finally spoke. He said this wasn't the correct gas station. He said it was another one that was a ways down the road, and he pointed to the east. That was not the direction that I was going. I thought the man needed to go to this gas station, and I was sure that's where he pointed. I told him this is where I thought he was going, and he said no, as if I was stupid for thinking that. I told him that I was not going in that direction, and I had to go home now. He didn't respond, and he didn't get out either. This man seemed really annoyed with me that I somehow didn't know exactly where he was going. I told him I couldn't go there, and I wasn't going any further. He did not seem happy about it, and did not get out of my car. The man told me to drive him to the other gas station. I was getting pretty nervous. I didn't know if this guy could possibly be dangerous or something like that. I asked him to get out of my car, and he said no. At this point, I didn't really know what to do. Then, as we were sitting there, I noticed a police car pulling into the gas station. When I saw this, I was thinking maybe I should try to get the cop's attention. But as I was still thinking that, the man next to me suddenly got out of my car. He opened the door, left my vehicle, and then started quickly walking away. The guy started heading towards the building, and then I just left. I went home, and I told myself that I would never let a stranger in my car again. Looking back, I'm not sure what that guy was planning to do. I figured that when he saw the cop, he knew he was up to no good, and he left. I'm really glad that the police officer pulled into the parking lot when he did.